process we call aging is strategically preventable. So this book will also open your eyes to the most important facts about the aging process. And I'm going to help you, one step at a time, begin to turn back the clock of aging. I will keep it simple and straightforward. And as crazy as this probably sounds, 5 years from now you will be 7 to 12 years younger, physiologically, than your chronological age. You will be more active than the majority of your friends, even if they are many years younger than you. You will learn a 3-part strategic lifestyle plan that will change you. I will teach you what to eat and how to work on your weight until you reach your ideal number of pounds. If you are already at that weight, I will give you some easy pointers for how to maintain it every day. I will take you down the road, step by step, and exercise will become a routine part of your life. Whatever your life expectancy is today, you are going to extend that number by 7 to 12 years. But what is even more important is that the years you have left will be quality years. I know the aging process is inevitable. But because of what I have learned in a lifetime of experience, I also know that the rate of that process can be controlled and many times reversed. And best of all, those extra years you are adding to your life expectancy are going to be active, vivacious, vibrant years that you will enjoy. When you commit to the Prescription for Life plan, you will take control of your physiological aging process rather than simply sit by and watch it happen. It is my desire to show you how to reach your full potential in your physical and mental performance for the rest of your life. My first week in medical school. I remember my first day of medical school like it was yesterday. The heart is the single most important organ in your body, our professor told us in anatomy lab. He went on to compare the heart to the brain, explaining that someone can be comatose, brain dead, but be alive because the heart is still pumping blood throughout the body. That anatomy class was exciting because I actually got to hold a human heart in my hand. I was able to look closely at the muscle makeup. I could see each artery lying on the surface of the muscle. When the professor spoke of the anterior descending coronary artery, I could see it, touch it. He then had us gather around the dissecting table to give us a lecture. He had several cadaver hearts laid out on the slab, some with the muscle cut through, and some with the arteries spliced open longitudinally to show blockage within the vessels. He wore a white lab coat, all 3 buttons neatly through each buttonhole. His head was freshly...